Red Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Red Film Radio, this is Niccolò Comotti here, the 75th edition of the Venice Film Festival, and today I'm joined by a lovely crew. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Or Amanda. Hello. So, hello, Isor. And then we have Michael Hayes, the director.
Hello.
Vincent Lacoste. Stacey Matt. Hi, guys.
Hi.
So, I guess we'll try start from a very simple question. You can go as much as you want, or maybe you can be very, very brief. What is Amanda about?
I wanted to capture something of the electricity and the fragility of the period, and especially a compulsion. I really wanted to film, to shoot Paris today, you know. And after that, I wanted to talk about fatherhood. So it's kind of accidental fatherhood, an inheritance. Because of a terrorist attack, this guy has to take care of his young niece, who is orphan now. And I had also in mind for a very, very long time the wish to tell a story between a child and kind of overgrown child. I don't know if you know. And to see how they can take care of each other, and I don't know if it's clear.
And I think it's very important as well the way you approached the work that you did with the actors, because you start from a sort of like, as you said, a stage of tranquility and then fragility, but then you have this extreme chaos that subverts every single person. I'm kind of curious to hear how you worked with the actors as well, you guys, the experience that you had to develop your own characters, because each single one of you is very essential for the actual, for the sake of the other character.
How did we work with Michael?
Yeah, and how you work with yourself as well.
Ah, okay. Well, in the beginning, I was quite afraid of the part a little bit because I used to do more comedy in France. So actually, I didn't really know how I would do it. So I was a little bit afraid. And when I arrived in the set, I didn't had a lot of time to prepare because I was shooting another movie before. And so it was really about, you know, feeling the emotion in the moment with the other actors, Stacey and Isor, of course, and so I was helped by them and by Michael, who was really sweet always, and he gave me a huge confidence because he was really, really sweet, and I don't know, I could see that he was trusting in me, so he was believing in me, so yeah, that was it. It was just about like feeling the emotion in the moment.
Was this your character as well? You have sort of classic melodramatic beginning with the kind of two characters, and then you kind of have to pull the brakes as well. So was it a new kind of challenge for you as well as an actress? Did you start off?
Yeah, I mean, I think the way that Michael has written all of his characters, that they all work as a sort of puzzle. And they all come in a way that they're necessary for each other, like you mentioned. And I really enjoyed this idea that you think something's going to begin between the two of them and then life takes over and you're not quite sure whether it's still going on or not. But I like that because that's what life is about and nothing is clear-cut. And there are a lot of things that remain unsaid and there are a lot of things that just remain. And to have that in as a story and to accept it, to just be a witness to it, I think is really brave and quite rare. So for an actor, you jump on those occasions and you want to see how you can also help fulfill the blueprint of the script, but also the director that you're working with.
Well, guys, thanks so much for stopping by here. Again, thank with you. Amanda, Section Horizonte, best of luck. And we'll see you again around here. Fred Film Radio.
Grazie.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.